This is Hannan University. Welcome, 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 welcome to the University English Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of the Japan University English Podcast, all about finance. I'm Martin Parsons from the Faculty of Business at Hannan University, and I am again joined by our financial expert, Lin Wang, from the Faculty of Economics, also at Hannan University. Hi, Lin.
Hi, Martin. Nice to see you again. How are things?
I'm great. Well, actually, I'm not so good, really.
Why not?
Well, last time we were talking about money, and you left me in suspense.
Did I?
Yes. Do you remember that we said money is a medium of exchange?
Yes.
And you said that everyone agrees that money has value, that one Fukuzawa Yukichi is worth 10,000 yen and one Higuchi Ichio is worth 5,000 yen and so on.
Yes, that's right.
And you said that the government guarantees that.
Yes, that's right too.
And then I said, instead of paper, they could use anything at all, even seashells. And you said that it was funny that I said that.
Yes, I did.
Well, why? What's so funny about that?
Well, in some societies, people actually used seashells as money.
Really? No way.
Yes, they did. Long ago, in many places around the world, in China, Africa, the Americas, even in Australia, people used shares in the same way that we use money.
Is that true?
Yes, and in Chinese, the kanji for share also means money.
Does it? I didn't know that.
The most common share used was the cowrie share.
Okay, but why did people use cowrie shells as money?
Time for a history lesson.
Oh, great. I love history.
Well, long, long ago, people didn't use money or shares. They bartered. For example, if you were a good hunter, you could exchange meat with someone else who was good at collecting honey.
So people exchanged the things they had?
Yes, that's right.
And how much meat did you need to get some honey?
It was up to each person to decide.
Well, what if the honey collector didn't want meat?
Then maybe the hunter didn't get any honey and the meat went bad.
Oh, well, that's not so good, is it?
No, and everyone had to do this for everything. It was very complicated. So slowly, people started to use something that everyone agreed was valuable, like shares or gold or silver.
Is that because those things were hard to find?
Yes, actually, people thought they were valuable because they were hard things to find. And things like this are called commodity money.
Commodity money?
That's right. So instead of trading meat for honey, the hunter and the honey collector could use commodity money to exchange or trade things more easily.
I see. And eventually, people and governments changed from commodity money to the money we use today, right? To Higuchi Ichio and Fukuzawa Yukichi.
Yes, and this ties in with the quote I told you last week.
The quote by John Richard Hicks, the famous economist?
Yes, he said, money is what money does.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
Well, money does something, right?
Yes, it allows us to trade things easily.
Right, and that's the most important function of money. Money is a thing that allows us to trade with each other.
Oh, I see. Okay, Lin, it's time for some homework.
Yes, students have to think of a kind of commodity money that was used in the past.
Now, we've mentioned cowrie shells, gold and silver, but what other things have been used as commodity money? See you.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the University English Podcast.